For this Friday, February 14th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Javon Redman reporting. North Posey boys basketball is back in action tonight as they play at Southridge. The JV game is set for 5:30, and the varsity game will begin around 7 o'clock. The Vikings are looking for their third straight win. They are 10-8 overall. Tonight's varsity game can be heard on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Mount Vernon boys basketball is home this evening against Boonville. The JV game starts at 5:30, and the varsity game will follow around 7 o'clock. The Wildcats will try to avoid a third straight loss as they are 9-10 on the year. Listen to tonight's game on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. The University of Southern Indiana will accelerate its transition to becoming a full-time member of the NCAA Division I, 1 year ahead of the original timeline. In a statement Thursday, USI said they are ready to meet the deadlines needed to achieve the ability to have all USI athletic teams compete in NCAA tournaments, starting in the 2025-26 season. When USI announced its move to Division I 3 years ago, the NCAA had a rule that required the university to sit out the Division I tournaments while it transitioned from Division II. But according to USI, a recent ruling has allowed the school to pursue a faster reclassification path to Division I. Last season, the USI women's basketball team won the Ohio Valley Conference tournament. Normally, that would be an automatic bid into the women's NCAA tournament, but due to the previous rule, USI wasn't able to compete in the tournament. There is a blood drive today in Mount Vernon at First United Methodist Church. That is located at 601 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Today's drive will be from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. Mount Vernon High School has announced a Class of 2029 Information Night. It'll be on Monday, February 24th at 6 p.m. This will be a parent information session for incoming freshmen and anyone interested in attending Mount Vernon High School. It will be held in the Mount Vernon Cafeteria. The evening will be a chance to meet high school staff and administration, learn about curriculum, extracurricular activities, and career pathways. The Mount Vernon Police Department is now accepting applications for officers. Starting pay is listed at $59,577. There is a $2,000 increase in salary after the first probationary year. Benefits include shift differentials, vacation and sick days, personal days, a clothing allowance, take-home car for in and surrounding counties, health, dental, and vision insurance, as well as life insurance. They invite interested parties to apply now by visiting mountverninn.gov or by stopping by the police department at 311 College Avenue. There is a new gym that is coming to Evansville's west side. Planet Fitness is opening a new location in place of the old Office Depot at the corner of Rosenberger Avenue and the Lloyd Expressway. This is the third Planet Fitness location in Evansville, joining one on First Avenue and South Green River Road. There is currently no word on when the new location will open. Last night in local sports, USI men's basketball lost a fifth straight game at Western Illinois 87-62. The Screaming Eagles are now 9-16 on the year and 4-11 in the Ohio Valley Conference. USI women's basketball earned a win at Western Illinois 76-70. It's now back-to-back wins for them as they improved to 18-8 and 10-5 in conference play. Both USI women's and men's basketball plays at Lindenwood on Saturday. That's news and sports for this Friday, February 14th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Javon Redman. Have a great Friday and enjoy your weekend. Your weather forecast is next.